the St. Louis Sports Commission studios, the hosts of the 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships, this is College Hockey Coast to Coast, brought to you by the NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV for all of the action from the best conference in college hockey. University of Georgia, building the foundations of something bigger. Go to UGAHockey.com to find out how you can be a part of it on and off the ice. Jets Pizza, we're not just pizza. Try our sidekicks, salads, and calzones at JetsPizza.com. Adrian College, championship aspirations on the ice and in the classroom. For more information, go to AdrianBulldogs.com/MHockeyD1. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, from coast to coast and beyond, wherever you need to be, Caesars has a destination that suits your style. Central Oklahoma University Hockey. Go to UCOHockey.com to follow the two-time ACHA national champions as they look to add that third championship banner to the rafters. The Spaghetti, ASU alumni owned and operated at thespaghettishack.com. University of Mary. For tickets and schedule information, visit goumary.com. The Caesars Sportsbook app, where every play earns you Caesars rewards towards dining, tickets, VIP experiences, and more. But please, play responsibly. Jesse Ray's Barbecue in Las Vegas, award-winning barbecue for your next catered event at jesseraysbarbecue.com. College Hockey Coast to Coast from the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
Well, welcome in, hockey fans, anywhere that you may be listening to us tonight on the Podbean app. It is Monday night, which means it is time for College Hockey Coast to Coast. Scott Strandy with you tonight in Bloomington, Minnesota, as I start to make my way back to the great state of California and start the American Hockey League playoffs. My co-host, as always, joining me from that big, beautiful palatial estate, the Command Center on Long Island, New York, Paul Hornstein. Paul, how are you this Monday?
First of all, you're the one in the estate with the Command Center. I'm just sitting here watching a bunch of former college players, like, say, Eddie Christian's nephew, Kyle Palmieri, Anders Lee, who went to Notre Dame, etc. Just make clinch a playoff spot. So that's, you know, I'm just saying this, tying it into college hockey and going
what team
coast
is that?
Coast.
What team
I'm
is
sorry,
that?
What team? What? I'm sorry.
I'm not aware of this team.
Well, it
and
kind
the
of
playoff, putting them two together, that, you know, the team and the playoffs and all of that happening.
Well, first of all, the shirt you're wearing, that team plays in the team's practice facility.
Oh, okay. Okay, sounds good. I can get along with that.
You know, just go LIU. You know, you're wearing that LIU shirt.
I'm wearing it today. Yep.
Yeah, and the hat.
You know why, Paul? This is
because the Islanders clinched that playoff spot.
No, this is the unofficial start of next season to me, and I think the team that's going to be the biggest surprise in the independents, at least, is the Long Island Sharks. So I thought, you know what? Why not put the shirt and hat on today and give them a little love?
Well, I should always do that. But, you know, just
are you not thinking that this is going to happen, that there's going to be some really good play coming out of this, you know?
No, I listen, every year they get better.
Yes, they do.
Every year they get better.
Yes, they do. Hey, can I start off the show right now just with a couple of seconds of McCabe Webster at the party?
Well, you know, after we're done talking about the playoffs, we can do that.
Oh, is there somebody in the playoffs?
Maybe. Eddie, he's knocking your nephew.
How about this then? Can we just do this?
Thank you.
That's for you, Islanders.
Playoffs, baby. Playoffs.
We deserve it. Okay.
Playoffs.
Let let me, before we jump into this party that's going on in Denver, and there is a packed house at Magnus.
I'm sure there is.
The guys are all there. They got their sunglasses on. I don't know why they're inside, but I guess maybe they had too much fun the last couple of nights. But the Denver Pioneers, here we go. Here's McCabe Webster. I want you to hear what he has to say to open up the talk.
We did it. But these guys put everything into this. They gave everything they had. I love these guys to death. Almost makes me emotional looking at them. They're the best humans in the world. They give everything they have for this program. So happy to get to know them and experience this with them. We'll go down in the history books. I mean, 10th national championship. How about now? You know, this is the 10th national championship.
How about that? He reminded everybody it was the 10 national championships, but there's even more. And I want to get to that in just a minute because here it is.
How about Matty Davis?
Paul, the building was standing and applauding among Matty Davis. Did he deserve it, Paul? You're on mute. I think. Or I don't hear you. Your light's blinking, but I can't hear a word you're saying. And it's not me.
Oh, it's me because I'm trying to. It's me because I'm trying to, you know, not breathe into the microphone while I take a drink. And so you don't have to hear all the ice clinking. But okay. No, he had a .980 save percentage over the last four games. That's insane. Even that is that. And in the postseason, that's I assume, I don't know.
Well,
that's
got to
be
That's
got to be a 16 team tournament record. Because obviously when there was only four teams or eight teams, you didn't have to play four games. You know, I'm sure at some point over the 75 championships, especially when there were only, you know, when it was basically an invitational, you know, where the same four teams got in, or at least three out of the four anyway, you know, to get back-to-back shutouts is not that unusual. But to have a .980 save percentage over four games against this kind of competition, that's for the history books.
We're going to talk about the players that are making their transition into the NHL and the various positions in the professional ranks. But before we get to that, I thought, let's just play a couple more of these clips. And they're rolling in like crazy on Twitter because everybody is excited in Denver for what was accomplished. So let me see if I can grab a few more spots here of these guys because it's pretty insane. I'm going to try to find him here. Hold on a second. Jibber jabber if you want while I look.
Well, one player that's not going to the NHL is Roger McGrory from Michigan.
Rutger.
Rutger, I'm sorry. I had the R right.
No,
he's staying at Michigan.
Okay, I got it dialed up. Here's athletic director, Josh Berlow.
75 years to get where we are today, but the program continuously rose to the top of the heap that is college hockey. From the Broadmoor to the Barn, from the Battle on Blake to Boston, and back to Ball Arena in 2025. I hope you saw the news today. Our incredible DU fans have been there with us. You showed up in St. Paul in incredible numbers. The energy was felt, the passion was there, and you took over the city. We thank you for what you've done.
That was Josh Berlow. Any thoughts on his comments? Pretty gracious. If you ask me about his program and the one that he came into just a couple of years ago and did it for good reason. He knew what this is going to be all about. Okay.
Well,
hold on a minute. Okay. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead where you're doing it. I got David Carl coming up next. Go ahead.
All right, well, listen, you know, Denver as an athletic program has been on the rise for the last 15 or 20 years. As a lot of their programs, I don't believe they were always Division I outside of hockey. Like for example, their lacrosse programs have been continuously at the top. And like I said, they're it's a transition period. You know, they've navigated it very well. Like I said, I don't think all of the I'd have to look.
The program continuously.
Oh, hold on, Josh,
that's fine.
Josh,
well, it's continuous. Josh, that's just, for sure.
Josh just wants to keep talking here.
That's okay.
I gotta break it up a little bit. Josh can't
that's
just
fine.
Do it all the time.
No, I get it.
Okay, here we go. Let's play David Carl here just for a minute.
All right.
Is he just a 25-second clip here, but important to hear from Coach Carl.
Of course.
Us in St. Paul to be able to experience it on the ice. It was so fitting that Mr. Ritchie could be there with us in St. Paul to be able to experience it on the ice. Couldn't have asked for a better way to celebrate our 10th championship than with him. And now we are the indisputable best program in college hockey. You could have argued it a couple months ago, but you can't argue it anymore. The best college hockey program is in Denver. It was so fitting that Mr. Ritchie could be there.
What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, listen, I mean,
best program in college hockey, and you can't argue
it. It is kind of hard to argue.
Oh, man.
You know.
Insane. Just insane. And I thought, covering this team 2 years ago when they won in Boston, I thought that was improbable. But, Paul, I thought this year was even more improbable because what they were up against, you know, they didn't have and how can I even say this? They were 32-9-3 or whatever it was. So you can't really say they didn't have the season that they wanted. But the games sometimes made you wonder, was this team national championship worthy? They proved it in the end, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they certainly did. I mean, you know, they shut down teams. They didn't just beat teams; they shut them down. So,
and let me tell you. You said they shut them down. You said they shut down teams.
Yes.
They shut down some really good teams.
Yes.
They beat both the number one and the number two team in the country on the way to this national championship. And, oh, by the way, that battle that they had in double overtime against UMass when they had to play the very first game of the tournament on the road as the number three seed against the number 14 seed who had basically home ice and 5 days of rest before it. Man, oh man, you're going to look back at this. And I told Matt Davis this, I said, it might take you a little while, but you're going to look back at this and you're going to go, that was an incredible feat. He's so modest. I said, you made some great saves, some of the best saves in the NCAA tournament this year. And he goes, I'm just glad I was there to do it for the guys. Going like, really, really? Yeah. You've made a Superman save basically.
It was like I said, Nick calls the save of the year. Okay. I mean, he could be right. He could be right. I mean, you know, whether or not everybody believes that is another story, but.
Well, what do you think? Do you think the four-letter acronym on the East Coast, you think they're going to call it that?
No, but no, that's not. That no,
they're not. They're not. They're not going to go west of the Mississippi if they don't have to.
Yeah.
By the way, next year's tournament is on the Mississippi and just slightly west of the Mississippi as the St. Louis Sports Commission and hopefully good long partners with us host the NCAA and ACHA national championships. But I can guarantee you, after speaking with Tim Ryan, that they will put on a show. Because here's what they know, Paul. They know what St. Paul put on, which is a pretty darn good show. And they know where they're going next after them, to Vegas. So you know they want to be somewhere in the middle and a lot closer to the Vegas hype than even St. Paul was. And
well,
St. Paul was too sold out sessions.
It's going to be hard to, you know, Vegas is going to be, a separate situation. I mean, Vegas is its own entity.
Yeah.
It's his own entity. Sure. It's his own entity. Sure. So, I mean.
You know, and in all fashion, maybe somebody will come back out of the locker room that hasn't played in half the year and play for that Frozen Four weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Would that be Vegas-like? If the team that wins it sends a guy out that has been hurt, hasn't been able to play, and then just strolls out onto the ice for the Frozen Four and gets it done?
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, but the guy's got to be as good as Massimo Rizzo, though. I mean, you know.
It was funny. I asked him how he felt. He goes, I feel great.
I don't feel anything.
Don't.
Whatever.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, he does.
You were hurting like crazy.
Yeah, it's okay. Yes, he was fine. Promise.
I also asked McCabe, who took a vicious shot. Again, there were two boarding calls against the Pioneers this weekend that should have been 5-minute majors and probably would have been anywhere. By the way, did I mention I saw Mike Schmidt and his two sons? And right. He put out a tweet, I don't know if you saw it, where he said the last time he was here was the last game that he did as a referee, the last Frozen Four game he did as an official, and both his sons, Brandon and Bryce, were there. Brandon, of course, still is an official in the NCHC. And Bryce, of course, was a great player in his own at Lake Superior State. So many tie-ins to the Denver win and the NCHC and, you know, how they kind of stood up. And, I told you last night, they've been basically ridiculed, for lack of a better word, for the way they dressed on the red carpet, the way they didn't have a practice before. And people are going, oh, you didn't have a practice, they didn't have a media day. Well, guess what? Ron Nabenbauer opened up their hotel for 2 hours on Friday night for anybody that wanted to come over to the hotel. It was a 5-minute walk from the arena. You didn't have to move your car. You could have walked down there. You could have sat with any player. 2 hours, the window was. And, so don't tell me that they didn't give you every opportunity to meet up with the players or whatever. And David Carl knows his team. He knew his team didn't need the practice. He thought it was more important for them to get the rest.
Listen, it's the last day of the last weekend of the season. If you're that desperate to practice, I don't know if there's ever a better time to take a day off. You just went, you just grinded out a 2-1 win against a BU team that had all kinds of firepower. And, you know, if you watch the game, you saw how many shots got blocked and how physical and how tough it was to shut down that team, because that's what you have to do to beat that team. And you just have to, and like, seriously, you've been practicing since August. Yeah. What the heck is the difference whether you have one more practice in April?
Well, and I'm not going to say, because Boston College did practice, but was it really a practice or was it a session to be together?
Whatever.
That, whatever you choose to do, but don't ridicule the other side for it. Speaking of ridiculing the other side, boy, there were some comments. I don't know if it was bulletin board material or not because it was so close to game time, but Kevin Gauthier had a few words. Paul, do you remember that tweet? And that interview that he did.
There's
going to
be some crying over there in the locker room. And I'm sure they were crying tears of joy after they won.
Not only that, Paul, He guaranteed 2 goals. I'm going to score 2 goals in this one.
Listen.
Maybe he was just a little off. Maybe he meant that there would be 2 goals scored in this one.
Again, it's not my style, but good for him. He said what he felt. I don't know if, like you said, you know, it just, you know, again, part of what makes you that good is your self-confidence, a little bit of cockiness. Does that mean occasionally you're not going to have it shoved back in your face? Of course that's going to happen. But, you know, we all talk about how we don't like the robots.
True.
You don't get to complain when somebody says what they feel, whether you agree with it or not. It doesn't have to be, is not the point. It's whether or not, you know, it's good. It's good quote material. Listen, you have a field day.
And he left a little bit of craziness too when he was asked, what are your future plans? Are you going to be going off to the Ducks? And he said, I don't know. Ducks haven't talked to me in quite a while.
Yeah, okay.
This morning he signed. I love it.
Well, listen, as somebody who works with teenagers,
yeah,
in quite a while could be 3 days.
Right. Good point.
So
good point. Okay, so as the Pioneers wrap up their celebration at Magnus Arena today, they also made an announcement. I'll just read it to you from their Twitter account. We're heading back to Ball Arena. Honored to host the 2025 U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game against Paul Hornstein's favorite team, the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. Thanksgiving weekend, the Hall of Fame game, going to be played at Ball Arena. Paul Hornstein's Golden Gophers will be the opponent for the Pioneers. Here's the question, Paul. Will it be the two-time defending champion Pioneers who face that Gopher team?
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
Could happen.
You don't want to go out on a limb? Come on, Cutter.
Oh, that's not happening. Limbs? I have plenty of opinions. That's not. Let's not act like I don't have any opinions.
Come on, Cutter. Tell us what's going to happen.
I don't make predictions.
Are they going to be the 11-time NCAA champions when they face the Golden Gophers? And I know you want to be there more than anything. I know you
do. Thanksgiving
weekend in Denver? Thanksgiving weekend in Denver?
Well, let's put it this way. You got a better shot of getting me there in Denver than you do some other places.
But of course, with your alma mater picking up Hines Ward as their receivers coach,
very nice.
You're probably going to be waiting to watch and see if they can beat U of A in football that weekend.
I could watch that anywhere.
Anyway, that was
maybe I can get a chance to ask Chad Berman about how he's going to be grateful for the Roadrunners building that building.
And he just sent me a text, and you know what it said? Ask Paul Hornstein how he thinks about the Roadrunners playing in mullet for the next decade.
Well, we'll see what happens if that happens.
Oh, God. That scenario down there in Arizona just can't go away. It just won't go away. I mean, come on. Are you serious? You're going to try to relocate your AHL team to that college rink again? And would ASU, Paul, allow that? Would they want that? Because
it's
their building. You're getting rid of an NHL team. Why would you invite an AHL team in?
Because I don't know if they have 100% control over it.
Maybe not, but still. I mean, come on.
I don't want
to. That's just moving right back into another can of worms. And you know me, I'm going back to California now to cover Pacific Division American Hockey League playoff action. And even I don't want to see that. Let ASU have their building. You know what? Yeah, the Colorado Eagles didn't move down to Magnus after Denver won championship number 9. They didn't say, hey, you know what? Denver won championship number 9. Let's take this building over.
Let's save that for another show.
I know. I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little frustrated to hear it. I don't even want to hear it.
You got any more? You got any more cuts from the celebration?
I've been grabbing things here. I've got a cut, okay. But I don't know who this is. So let's just play it and see if we can figure it out who this is. Here we go.
All right.
Character, they reveal character. I had a coach who used to say, "Sports don't build character; they reveal character." And when you guys think back to what you faced a year ago, to go out in the Frozen Four, have to start all over. A whole season of off-season training, preparation, sprints, injuries. And you have left now a piece of history in this city and in this stadium. You'll come back 50 years from now with your grandkids, and your band will be hanging up there. Yeah. And you will say that you were the ones that made Denver the greatest of all time. You were the ones that made us the first ever to get to 10. By the time you're back then, we'll probably be at 20. But you were the first ever to get to 10.
That sounds like the coach.
It wasn't, though. It wasn't. It's a very young-looking man. I have one of the chancellor, too, so let's hear the chancellor. I don't know who this person is. I should, but I don't recognize him. He's got a Denver jersey on, and he's definitely part of the administration. Not Josh Berlow, but I'm not sure it is. But here's the chancellor of the University of Denver.
With you, when you said we have the... David Carr, there is not a person in this arena right now who disagrees with you when you said we have the best collegiate hockey program in the nation.
So what do you think about that? That's from the chancellor.
Well, listen, good for him, you know.
Hold on a minute. I think I'm getting a text saying that David is answering calls from the NHL.
That's not happening. He's not. That is not happening.
That, why would you leave? Why would you leave what you have? I understand millions of dollars will sway people, but goodness gracious, over the time you can set a legacy that will never be broken in college hockey, and that's something, you know, Jerry Yerk style, Jack Parker style, you know, even. Herb Brooks when he coached, or you know, I mean, there's so many icons. Bob Johnson at Wisconsin. You just think back and back of all these guys that were great college coaches. But David Carl has already surpassed a lot of them because he's guided the team to 10 national championships.
Well, listen, unless you're gonna be guaranteed Mario Lemieux as a 20-year-old like Bob Johnson ended up with, stay where you are, dude. Stay where you are.
But I told you this off air today. I said, I'm not going to fault him either way, because if he right now is red hot to NHL teams, and if he can command a 5, a 6-year contract, maybe at $3 million a year, and he can put $15 to $18 million away over the next 6 years, and then if things don't work out, come back, because there's a million college teams that would take him in a heartbeat if he did that and came back. I'm not going to fault the guy for pocketing $15 to $18 million. No, and that's what he could garner right now from what I'm being told. I'm being told that it's easily a $3 million contract. It depends on the length, yeah, if he wanted to go.
I would just be
so you can't fault him for that.
No, I wouldn't.
He set his family up for life.
I just don't think he should, but that's me. Frank Nizar getting his first NHL goal the other night.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Let's take a break. Let's come back and get to that. And okay. The other guys that got going, and then we'll talk about some guys that are in the portal.
Some portal stuff, and yeah.
we'll get into all that in the second half of the show. We'll be right back.
Oh, we got to... All right, what? Go ahead. Well,
what? No, what do you got
to
say?
We also have to talk about the Palm Springs tournament.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to that. I just thought it's a great time to take a break, and we'll come back and
fire
up the Palm Springs Stop. Here we go.
It's time to drop the puck on the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and clutch save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at NCHC.TV. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on NCHC.TV.
From the St. Louis Sports Commission studios, hosts of the...
Well, I didn't mean to play that one. Here we go. Here's the real one.
The St. Louis Sports Commission invites you to become part of the legacy of the heartland of hockey as they and the city of St. Louis host 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships. From the Stanley Cup to college champions to an exploding youth hockey community, St. Louis hockey has a long storied tradition. Find out how you can be a part of it by visiting us at www.stlsports.org. The St. Louis Sports Commission, making St. Louis a better place to live, visit, work, or play through sports.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Jake Gensel.
Banks it towards the goalie. Score.
Kale McCarr. He scores.
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness gracious.
Visit collegehockeyinc.com and follow at College Hockey.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated, the Spaghetti Shack has three locations at 6340 South Rural Road in Tempe, the ASU location at 922 East Apache Road, and 952 West White Mountain Road in Pine Top. For lunch, dinner, or catering as well, call us at 480-687-2485 or order online at thespaghettishack.com. From the St. Louis Sports Commission studios, hosts of the 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships, this is College Hockey Coast to Coast.
Indeed it is, College Hockey Coast to Coast. Scott Cerendi with you tonight in Bloomington, Minnesota, as I begin my trek back to the great state of California. My co-host, as always, from the big, beautiful palatial estate, the Command Center on Long Island, New York, Paul Hornstein. Paul, news was also broken in California today.
Wait, hold on. I'm just finishing up this Twitter feed here. Hold on. Look at the NCHC updating their profile. This is from the quote Brass Bronco. Now that that's been done, when are you debuting the new 9-star logo? From believe it or not, Nodak Hockey Nation. So who's leaving, or are the Sun Devils not worthy of a star? I'm just saying it's not just me.
That's all I'm saying. Oh my goodness.
Again, we can compromise and make the hockey stick a pitchfork. That's all.
If you think for a minute that that's happening, you have lost all the marbles that you had.
I had marbles?
I love it.
It's not me. I'm just reading straight from the Twitter feed.
Okay, so this morning there was an announcement and a new Twitter handle created. I guess the people at Acrisure Arena think they should follow my lead and have like 50 million Twitters.
Doesn't everybody?
Because they started one today called At Hockey Cactus Cup. I'm sure that maybe Coach Berman and Arizona State will have a little battle with them about going like, hey, we already have a Cactus Cup.
Well, this is the Coachella Valley Cactus Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And by the way, this is awesome, by the way. They used to have a lot more of these Christmas tournaments.
Yeah. And you know what this is? This is a real push to continue. I should say a real push to continue the push for college hockey in California. We're going to showcase UMass Lowell, Omaha, Holy Cross, and Paul's second favorite team, the Michigan Tech Huskies.
You know, I mean, really.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, you like
I think
it?
I think people are going to hate having to go to Palm Springs in the middle of, at the beginning of January.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. People are going to hate that.
Yep, pretty sure of it.
You know?
Pretty sure of it.
I mean, they, by the way, it's Holy Cross playing Omaha and Michigan Tech playing UMass Lowell. So they've already set the matchups.
Love it. Love it. Okay. I can tell you right now, be very afraid of the Omaha Mavericks. What they've done in the portal,
they lost some very talented players,
but what they've done in the portal and what that recruiting
How do you hold all these pom-poms?
Like, look out.
Look How do you out hold all these I'm pom-poms?
Saying. I don't know. I shake a lot of them.
No kidding. By the way, if you're a student or an alumnus of those four schools, tickets go on sale tomorrow, actually. I didn't even realize it was that fast.
Yep. They want to sell 10,000.
Pre-sale for the next 3 days, and they're not paying us to say this, so.
Not yet.
But they should. you know, people affiliated with the school will get the first shot at tickets. You know, then everybody else after that. Tickets will go on sale to the general public on Friday. So, you know, I mean, listen, if I'm not going to Tempe, I certainly wouldn't mind going to Palm Springs in January. That's for sure.
Okay. And I said, I think it's a great move. I also think it's a great move for them to dabble in what it's going to be like when they have the AHL All-Star game a couple months later, or a month later.
Right.
Because it'll give them a dry run of having, you know, four different teams, although, you know, it's not quite the same in the All-Star game. But I just think it's a dry run to give everybody a shot at seeing what it's like and make sure it improves.
We want more of this.
Yeah.
We absolutely want more of this. Great for Denver getting the Hockey Hall of Fame game in 2 years. Good job by the folks in Palm Springs at Acushur for getting this set up. Thank you for giving it to us and announcing it on a show night. So that
early, we love it.
Thank you very much. And you know, again, right? The little drips and drabs. It doesn't seem like, you know, the season just ended on Saturday. So, you know, it just starts up again. But we like it. You know, we're not crazy about all the stuff completely with the portal, but it also gives us stuff to talk about. So.
Exactly. You know, before we get into the portal, let's talk about some guys that are making debuts. You already brought it up. University of Michigan's Frank Nazar made his debut. And what did he do in his first game, Paul?
He only scored on his first shot.
How embarrassing is that if you're an NHL goaltender and you get scored on
a pretty good shot?
I know. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying, like, you're going to have to live with that for a long time, forever.
Well,
you just hope that Frank Nazar goes on and scores like that against everybody for the next 15 years.
Yeah, that's fine. So guys get their first goal. It's got to be against somebody.
Yeah, exactly. But really, on your first shot as a professional?
Oh, listen, I saw the highlight of Lane Hudson's first point tonight on a pretty nifty move and a pass.
I was just going to say tonight. That I'm watching right now as the NHL tweet from 3 hours ago says Lane Hudson has arrived and he's on the ice doing his rookie lap or solo lap. Yeah, I'm pretty classy.
You know, pretty classy. I'm very curious to see as these guys sign. Well, like Cutter Gauthier is going to play, I guess, in the Ducks' last game. It's Thursday, if I read it correctly.
Yeah, I would guess.
I'm
guessing he's not going to play for the. I shouldn't say that. Is he going to play for the San Diego Gulls the last couple of games just to play some more professional hockey? Because I'm going to be there. I'm going to see the Gulls Saturday night against Coachella in San Diego, and I'm going to see the Gulls Sunday afternoon in Coachella.
I mean, maybe he does. You know, I guess it would depend on what Pat Verbeek wants to do.
But, yeah. Paul, you said there was somebody that said, you know, I'm not going to go. I'm coming back. Who's coming back to Michigan?
Yeah, well, we talked about it really quickly, Rutger McGroarty. You know, he's property of the Winnipeg Jets. I know that's one of your favorite places to go.
Yeah, it's my winter vacation spot.
Winnipeg. As it should be.
Yeah, sure should. I mean, everybody should go there at least once and probably never go back.
You know, make sure you forward your email to and your Twitter anger about the Winnipeg comments to Scott, not me. But like these guys like Nizar and Hudson and go through, those guys are going to play. McGroarty probably wasn't. And he might not have even gotten time at the AHL level next year because Winnipeg is apparently very loaded with prospects. So better to
say. They are loaded with prospects, but I'll tell you right now, they're not very good. By the way, Stephen Marsh, our guy in the professional side and the ACHA side, just tweeted in saying the Ducks are at Golden Knights on Thursday night. So we expect Stephen to come away with some comments from one Cutter Gauthier. I'm going to score 2 goals against the Golden Knights, and they're going to be crying in that locker room when it's over.
Yeah, maybe. Does that mean no, I can't say that either. But yeah, the Ducks' last game is Thursday in Vegas, and you know I don't know if they'll send him down to San Diego after it's over to have him keep playing, or maybe they'll make him. Maybe he'll go play in the World Championships. You know, because with that, you know, with teams that don't make the playoffs, those rosters are filled with, you know, the players that don't make the playoffs. Now, does that mean they'll take a lot of college kids? No, but you know, you could see that's the kind. It could be a guy like that that they could take as they try to, you know, push along in the next generation of Olympians, right? You know, he's been with the development team program, and that's the kind of, you know, at 6'2", 201, he could definitely play big boy hockey with Team USA. And maybe they'll choose that as his experience over the AHL playoffs. I don't know. Or maybe they'll just tell him to shut it down. I have no idea. But you could see any of those scenarios.
Yeah, certainly could. Anybody else that caught your eye making their mark as a professional? A ton of guys left early from Western Michigan, your favorite team, the Western Michigan guys.
Well, I'm curious to see what happens with Jackson Blake. I'm sure they'll make him make his playoff, his NHL debut, and get 3 or 4 in their series against the Islanders, because that's what happens when the Islanders play Carolina.
So you're happy that they're in and scared to death about them having to play.
I hate it when they play Carolina. I hate it. I'm not too crazy about it when they play Manhattan either, but, you know, that's just because I feel like it's a no-win situation.
I hear it. Okay. Let's transition into this portal, Paul. And I mean, the portal definitely slowed down. Some guys went.
Yeah, it's slow.
It slowed down. By the way, Cutler Gauthier is going to wear number 61.
Okay.
With the Ducks. Stephen Marsh, if you're listening, number 61 is the guy you want. Go ahead. The portal.
No, I mean, you had a bunch of guys. You know, you had about 10 guys jump into the portal over the last 3 or 4 days as the season ended. You know, some of the guys that, you know, were on, I mean, there's, again, we have reasons why guys are in and why guys are not. But for example, as we sit here and we look at it, you know, there are some guys that played full season. So it couldn't be about playing time. Like if you talk about Ryan Kerwin from Penn State, he played in all 36 games and had 26 points. You know, those are solid offensive numbers, right? You know, you're sitting there and you're looking at it, and BU lost a couple of players into the portal. Okay. You know, I mean, so you still have guys going in, just not at the rate they were, right? Now, they haven't had anybody announce a commitment from the portal in about a week and a half. But you do have guys, and we know what I say announce, that means publicly. We know that there are always unspoken agreements, shall we say?
No, I talked to the committee. The other day, that doesn't happen, Paul.
It doesn't?
No, sure doesn't.
All right.
And our guy Stephen Marsh just thought that I was talking about number 61 for Vegas. He's hurt. He's injured. He's not coming back. Stephen, it's number 61 for the Ducks.
Yeah, 61 for the Ducks. You know, guys from Vegas, when they get hurt, they stay hurt.
Oh yeah, they don't come back. Definitely not in playoff action. Anyway,
no, that doesn't happen.
Anyway, back to the college hockey scene. This portal thing, as we've talked about, and I think we got to bring it up again because people seem to really not understand what's going on. So, Steven's piping up with a never happens until game one, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I love the game.
Yeah. Well, listen. Apparently, the other teams are okay with it because they're not talking about changing it. So,
well, if it's there, use it. Right. Here's the bottom line with that: if you have guys injured and you have to keep them out till the end of the regular season, boy, you better have a deep lineup because
we know
they have to continue to win. They have to continue to win during that process.
Yeah, well,
and some teams, a lot of teams, Paul, can't have a guy go down like a Mark Stone, and go just, you know, rehab until you're ready. And oh, by the way, if ready means the first game of the playoffs, okay, we're all good with that because they might not get to the playoffs.
No, they might not. Islanders are in the playoffs, so that's all that matters.
Talk college hockey in the portal, please.
Well, I did. I told you. Brock Nelson, Andrews Lee, Kyle Palmieri. It's college players. But the portal, there's still a lot of names out there.
You missed the part where I said portal.
What?
You missed the part where I said portal.
I don't pay any attention to you.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
They're up to, they did, with those names that came in, they're at 298 in the portal.
That's insane. It really is, because I've told you this before. You can play some sort of musical chairs, but let's talk about some of your favorite team, the alum team from ASU.
Yeah.
How many of those guys got spots, and how many don't have spots?
At this point?
Yeah.
Let's see. O'Reilly's going to Providence.
Niedermeyer.
Septenfelter's going to North Dakota.
Fighting Sioux Hawks.
Sioux, yeah. Jackson Niedermeyer going to Bowling Green. And that's all we have at this point. There's still a few guys left.
Where's your boy Timmy Lovell? Where's he going?
Well, I'm sure he'll end up somewhere. Solid player like that.
Will he?
Leading scorer,
will he,
as a
though,
defenseman.
At this point?
I don't know.
At this point, will he?
Now, listen, there's always room for a puck-moving defenseman.
There is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're that confident.
Anyway, saying.
I think there's a lot of guys now that are, you know, if you don't have a backdoor deal already set, you're probably not very wise to go into the portal. Unless you just feel like your career is over where you're at. But, I mean, you can't take a chance, because there weren't enough locker stalls, Paul, before COVID. There certainly aren't enough now. You better be near the top of your game if you think you're going to get a spot on any college roster anywhere in the country.
Well,
all right. Can we go back to talking about
we were talking about the portal.
Let's go back to talking about, you don't have anything more in the portal. There's nothing there you want to talk about.
Well, there's.
Is there?
I don't know. I think it, like I said, I think it's interesting when guys go in to the portal who had regular playing time, that are not seniors, who might have run out of time to play in their old school because of graduation situations. Okay. And like I said, the kid from Penn State had 13 goals, so that's pretty good. You know, he averaged about, you know, 13 goals and 13 assists, a little under a point a game. Now, was it with Penn State and, you know, or a team where they focus on offense? Yeah. But, you know, so those are the guys that are interesting, not just because they seem to be the better players that are in there.
Here's one thing that we haven't really talked much about. I've talked about during the course of the season and the start of every season, but how difficult is it to mold teams? We talked about it ad nauseum all summer long when we were watching what was going on at North Dakota. We said, how is Bradbury and his staff going to make everything work in North Dakota? It worked pretty well.
Yeah.
But they still lost in the first round of the national tournament. And that's not acceptable for North Dakota hockey.
No, but and while I understand that, considering they were in the regional of death.
Really? The regional of death? Michigan State, Michigan, and themselves and Western?
Yeah.
That's a region of death?
Well, you know, it's like the World Cup. There's always one bracket that's...
I know, but you're giving an awful lot of credit to Western Michigan, Michigan, and Michigan State. I didn't see any of them battling.
You tell me what regional was better.
Well, I don't know. I would have taken the Sioux Falls regional, for example. I thought Omaha was pretty good.
I didn't say Omaha isn't
really good.
I didn't say they weren't good.
Minnesota was pretty good, and I would say that BU was pretty good.
Who?
You heard me.
You know, listen. All you know,
according to Jeff Shulman, Paul.
Yeah.
Every regional was fantastic, the best
fantastic,
ever.
Fantastic, yes. But again, right? Because that St. Louis regional was the 4-5 regional, right? And you had, you know,
I know what you're saying. I'm just busting you.
I know.
Just busting your chops, but
you know, because yeah, by I the mean, way.
it's just hard for me to say that all the Michigan, and I'm nothing against it. I really did like the guys from Michigan this year that I had a chance to follow there and at the Frozen Four. I thought they were really nice guys, really nice kids. I thought Brandon Dorado was very, very good. I think he's still a little raw as a head coach, and I think they're going to get better as time goes on. But, boy, our guy Barney Rubble, a.k.a. Mike Hastings, is putting together a pretty darn good roster of his own right now, starting with the goaltender he picked up out of the portal. You can't get much better than that in the portal. I think North Dakota and Wisconsin came out as good as you can get in the portal of goaltenders.
I don't know. And that's, if you go back over a few years, you're probably not finding any better either.
No, you're probably not. Tommy Scarfone is going to be a backstop for a high-powered, high-octane Wisconsin team.
Yeah.
And he's going to be that guy, a lot like Matt Davis was in the tournament, where, he's going to make that incredible save when you need him to. I'm telling everybody right now, I think Matt Davis is coming back for another year. I don't think he's entertaining
where's
thoughts.
Where's he going?
I'm sure there's calls coming in from NHL teams, but I don't think he's interested in being a backup in the NHL right now. I think he
if he was gonna get a deal and go right to the NHL, there's nobody that wouldn't say go.
What? To be a backup?
In the NHL?
To be a backup?
To be on an NHL roster and play in the NHL. And I'm talking about being a backup in the AHL or the ECHL.
He will be an NHL goaltender in due time. I just think after talking with him and seeing what he's been through. Remember, this is a kid that came in highly touted, knew Magnus Crona was there, stuck it out behind Magnus Crona for 2 years, got the reins his junior year, and then got hurt.
He's not.
He's going to get his shot after Denver wins number 11.
Anyway, if he was signing a deal that was going to place him in the NHL, even as a backup, it's still the NHL.
He can sign that same deal next year.
Well, maybe, but since I don't really think that's happening, he might be getting phone calls, but not to go play in the NHL.
Then he's not going.
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah. But I don't think he's going no matter what. I think he's staying one more year. Because, a lot of guys now, I think, I'm seeing, unless you're a phenom, like the entire Boston College team, who, by the way, got shut out by the Denver Pioneers. Unless you're a phenom like that, you're going to stick it out in college now for a lot longer. Just ask Jimmy Snuggerud. He's coming back for another year.
I think that it's a matter of playing time, right? I mean,
is it though? Because Jimmy Snuggerud, I think, could have jumped right into that St. Louis lineup.
Maybe. But maybe they didn't want him to. Maybe they wanted him to stay where he was.
Maybe. I think college hockey, though, Paul, has gotten better to the point where guys say, I can develop just as well right here.
Listen, will Celebrini be in Chicago next year? And I don't mean the steal. Oh, I'm sorry. They don't have the number one pick locked down yet. Sorry.
No. Oh, they don't, do they?
No, there's a draft lottery.
Oh, okay. I feel a frozen envelope coming on, but anyway. Can you imagine Bedard, Celebrini, Nazer as your starting pieces? That's a pretty good restart, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's not. You know, but that, I'm just waiting. There could be funny business going on. I don't know.
I just want to see if he shows up at Lake Elmo at Royal Oaks for the August, I believe it's 8th, Hobie Baker celebration and golf tournament.
I'm sure he will.
He's 17. Sure. Casey might be 18 by then, but
yeah, you know.
You know, and he told his parents to keep working hard and doing their best.
You know, I mean, listen, could it accidentally happen that Celebrini ends up in, say, San Jose or Salt Lake City or somewhere else? I don't know. Could happen.
There is no way that he's ending up in San Jose. Sorry, guys. Sorry, San Jose. You are not getting him. He's too big of a superstar to go to San Jose, who may be eons away from doing anything.
Well, they got to start somewhere. And what about Zeev Bouya, right? I mean, what Zeev Bouya might have played his way into a top five pick.
He maybe did, but he's coming back.
Maybe.
I got a gut feeling. Gut feeling.
Listen, I'm not saying, but see, but I'm not saying that he is or he isn't. Again, it all depends on who drafts them.
Yeah.
You know,
I hear Salt Lake City's nice this time of year. I'm gonna drive through it in a couple of days.
Could be.
I'll stay there one night.
If you're going to get 20 minutes a night as a defenseman in the NHL, you're not staying.
Yeah, I know that, but Zeev Bouya's not getting that right now.
Well, again, it all depends on the team. Right? It all depends on the team.
I can't find a team where he would get that kind of time right now.
If he's a top five pick, there's not too many. Those teams don't have a lot of holes in them.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, we'll see. Right now, the Denver Pioneers are done with their public celebration. They're signing autographs and giving away posters and doing all that good stuff, and probably. Already thinking about next year.
We know David Carl is.
Yeah, who did he get for a couple of signees while winning the national championship? Did you see that?
He
got one real good one before the national tournament or during the national tournament.
Pole camp?
Yep. Yeah. Who did he get today?
I saw the name and I can't remember.
Look it up.
I'm trying to.
Go to the portal with Brad.
They got one of the kids from UConn that was a third-round pick of the New Jersey Devils.
Is he Finnish or is he Swedish? He's Finnish, isn't he?
Yeah. Samu Salminen.
Yeah. Guess who he's going to play with? Mikko Matikka.
Maybe.
Mikko Matikka.
Yeah, but Matikka is, you know, I mean, listen, who knows?
He's not going anywhere.
No, he's not going anywhere. No.
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 No. Neither is my guy, Hobie Thompson. He's staying. Aiden Hobie Thompson.
No.
Got a couple more years to pick up that Hobie. Here's the interesting one, Paul. I talked with Nick Tremioli from Let's Go DU, and he's convinced that Sean Behrens is going to the Avalanche. I don't know. I guess his point was the Avs don't want him to become a free agent, so they're going to lock him down.
Well, maybe.
I mean, that would make sense on their part, but, you know, have you seen the defense for the Avalanche? Steven Marsh has.
Yeah, it's okay.
They're pretty good.
They're okay.
So trying to make that lineup. And Sean is a great player, but you got Cale Makar, Devon Taves. You got some players.
Well, we listen. I mean, it's not like they're years and years and years removed from a Stanley Cup. They're only a couple of years away.
Two.
Right?
When did they win it?
You know, a couple of years ago.
Stephen's reminding us the Avs were up 7 goals Saturday and 4 yesterday.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
You know.
So anyway, hopefully tomorrow I'm working on a couple of coaches. I want to get into this real quickly with Lindenwood because it appears they have their man. It's just a matter of going through the formalities with the HR. I've already talked with their athletic director, Jason Coomer. He's already right. said we're going to get his new coach and possibly him on to talk yeah. about it. So that'll be cool. I'm still working on trying to get Ryan Massa. I think Ryan Massa was a great, great story. By this time as a volunteer assistant with David Carl, and he asked David about Ryan Massa, and he'll just go off for 20 minutes about okay. all the things that Ryan Massa's done. And he worked with some really good goaltenders. He worked with Magnus Krona. He worked with Matt Davis now. And not only did he work on their skill development, but he spent a lot of time with them on the mental side of it, how to stay prepared when you're the backup, how to get through an injury and stay prepared. So I'm trying hard to get Ryan. I think he'd be a great interview.
I'm all for David Carl coming on and singing the praises, and then we can have Ryan on too.
Everybody's talked to David. He don't want to come on.
Well, right, listen,
he's tired of talking. He'll put Ryan out in front.
That I'm not saying no. What I'm saying is, you know,
you don't know what you're saying.
No, I know exactly what I'm saying. If you go to the end of the movie Trading Places. They ask, should we have the lobster or the cracked crab? And the reply is, why can't we have both?
Of course. Not tonight.
Well, why not tonight?
Not tonight, Herb. Take it away.
From the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios, hosts of the 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships. This has been College Hockey Coast to Coast, brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue. We're at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. Our food can be summed up in one word, perfection. Liberty University, strengthen your faith and your game at the premier ACHA M1 program on the East Coast at liberty.edu. The Caesars Sportsbook app, proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey, Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly. Two locations in Tempe and one in Pine Top. Lunch, dinner, or your next catered event at thespaghettishack.com. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos worldwide, where the action is, from the Atlantic to the Pacific and around the world. And by FedEx, delivery is made easy no matter where you are. The official delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West. College Hockey Coast to Coast and all of the Ice Time Hockey West podcasts are live every week on the Podbean app or for download at your favorite podcast platform by searching and subscribing at ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. That's ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. If you like what you hear, leave a positive review, tell some friends, whatever you can do to spread the word. College Hockey Coast to Coast from the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios, part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network.
Very well done, my friend. I will say a very happy tax day to all of you that put it off until October 15th like I did. It's a great tax day out there. And congratulations again to the Denver Pioneers. Glad everybody got to celebrate with them at Magnus Arena. And congratulations also on getting the 2025 U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game. Thanksgiving weekend, what a big day that's going to be as they play at Ball Arena in downtown Denver. So, All right. And, of course, thanks to the guys out in Coachella Valley, too, for adding a college hockey tournament January 3rd and 4th of 2025. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. All right, we'll say goodnight. Little Roger Klein, the Peacemaker. Hello, New Day. Good night, everybody.
Good night.